Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, Thank Rockets Friday. This is the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. Thank Rockets Friday is where we look ahead to the weekend's action and preview and predict what we think will happen. But firstly, let's look back to last weekend. There was the final autumn international match, Australia-Wales. There was Premiership as well. And we all made our predictions, myself, Tim, JB as well, and Phil.
Hi, Tim.
Phil, how did it go?
Hi, Tim.
They're rude not to introduce us, Tim.
Sorry. It's the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. Thank Rockets Friday. I'm Tim. That's JB.
Hi, Tim.
That's Phil.
Hi, Tim.
How did it get on last weekend, then?
So last weekend, we all got one game incorrect. Unfortunately for you two, it was a game that you played your wild card on and picked underdogs. So I totaled 5 and you two both totaled 2.
I see.
So the total weekly scores are JB in last with 2.
You've won 2 weeks worth of prediction league.
Tim in second with 3. And I'm finally, for the first time since it started, in the lead, undisputed leader of the pack with 4.
You've had 4 weeks of winning. Fair play. Right then, so it's Heineken Cup this week, though. I do like the Heineken
I
Cup.
I love Heineken Cup.
Yeah.
Heard the most interesting story today. Let me get this completely factually correct.
Well, very unlike you.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on.
Well, the speculation is that there might be a movement among the Premier League clubs to buy...
Premiership. Yeah, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Sorry.
The Premiership clubs to buy the England Rugby Union. Just have a think about that. Let that settle in.
To buy the RFU?
Yeah, they think $250 million would be what they'd need to buy the RFU and get the rights to the English team.
Wow.
So the implications of that would be they control when they release players. And all the
how, to
all
what
the
extent
revenue,
they're centrally
the
contracted. Yeah, and funded. Yeah.
Everything.
You look at Twickenham and the RFU and the England team and you kind of think there's a bit of dollar there, isn't there?
There's a lot of money there.
From what I read today, the revenue is something like $25 million a year or something like that for the RFU. So if they had 10 times revenue, they should be able to buy out whoever owns it, which I suppose are the member clubs. So the member clubs would have a huge windfall.
Yeah. My only concern would be, would the Premiership teams look after themselves at the expense of grassroots and funding the club structure right down the levels?
Yes and no. I mean, I actually don't... I think elite sport should look after elite sport and that's the end of it. Like, the NFL don't trickle down money to, clubs, other American football clubs or even, like, miniature clubs. So I'd be more than happy for them just to make as much money as they possibly can and grow the game and have a better spectacle rather than this situation we have now where everyone just wants a slice of the pie regardless of how bad they actually are.
What about the classic model of you make the base of the pyramid as big as possible and the top of the pyramid should be better as a consequence?
The problem is when you start paying players, and we've seen this, and I'll give you a great example of a club that they used to play for.
Manchester. And Newbury, take your pick.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Both my former clubs.
Has Newbury gone the same way?
Yeah.
After you left, Tim, they both just...
I know.
Yeah, it's just it.
I
leave a club and it all goes down the pan.
What would you do to increase participation in other countries, like developing countries, or would you just say no to them? Countries like Romania, like Georgia, who beat Samoa the other week in a great victory.
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't
Romania.
It? I don't actually know. I have no idea, because I suppose the other model you can look at, it would be someone like the NFL, and they want to grow the game in the UK. But they're never going to, how on earth could you get a UK NFL player? Because there's no infrastructure here whatsoever. So they can grow the brand and get the fans, but I don't know if they can grow the actual game. I think it's two separate things.
I think they can do it. Certainly, like Eastern European teams, like and also look at Argentina being brought into the Rugby Championship. There's talk about having a Super 15 rugby franchise in Argentina and one in Japan. I think you could do something like that with not necessarily the Heineken Cup, but whatever the second tier is. And I mean, they do it, but it just needs to be done a bit better, and a bit more
funding. It's a big difference there because you're adding teams to a top-flight competition, which is the Super Rugby tournament, whereas what you're saying is we'll make a second-class tournament in Europe in order to facilitate. You've either got to go all the way or just don't do it, because there's been teams stuck in the Parker Pen in the Amblin for so long, and they're never going to make it. It's a waste of time.
And it's rumbling on. There's still no definitive answer about exactly what European competition is going to look like.
I thought I just gave the definitive answer.
Well, they're not listening, Jay.
Well, if they want to sort out a European tournament, give me a call and I'll do that as well. So 2 minutes.
Well, let's get on to the Heineken Cup then. So we're going to just look at the English teams in action. There's too many fixtures to predict what's going to happen in all of them. So we'll just look at the games involving English teams. And the way this works is the bookies have a favourite, the bookies have an underdog. If we back the bookies' favourite and then they do win, we get 1 point. If we back the underdog and they win, we get 2, and we can play a wild card, a joker, for double points, which, as Phil was talking about earlier, was absolutely crucial in who won the prediction league last week. So, Saturday,
Exeter, Toulon.
Ooh. Toulon lost at Cardiff. Well, I'm going to go for Toulon because they have to win. They can't have a repeat at Cardiff.
Yeah, as much as Exeter will be spirited, I don't think that they can handle Toulon firing on all cylinders. So I'm going to go for Toulon as well.
Yeah, okay. Toulon.
Cool. 3 for the bookie's favourite.
Northampton, Leinster.
Oh, this is an interesting game. This is such a tasty fixture.
Hello.
Repeat of the Cup final, Heineken Cup final 2 years ago, was it?
And Northampton keep being like the bride, maybe not the bride, with close defeats in Munster and away in Leinster. Who's the bookie's favourite for that? That's got to be close, doesn't it?
The only odds I could get suggested that Northampton would be favourites.
Wow. Oh, that's such a tight game. Northampton do look good.
It should be a brilliant game. Leinster are second top in Rebel Pro Direct, which doesn't mean a huge amount, but they got a good win against Scarlets, I think it was, weekend just gone.
That's like beating Worcester.
Northampton are also second top of the Aviva Premiership, which is obviously a more competitive league.
I'm going to go Northampton.
They're at home.
Yeah, at home. I think I'm going to go Northampton.
Mm. I'm going to Northampton, definitely.
I think I'm also going to go Northampton.
Mm. Fair enough. That is a belting match. That really is. I cannot wait for that.
Tomorrow afternoon, 6 p.m.
Yeah, tomorrow at 6.
Okay, next game.
Yeah. This will be a bit easier.
Yeah, less of a debate. More of a debate on the name. Zebra. Against Saracens.
Saracens!
Ooh, close one.
Yeah. Although you made the same joke about Saracens at home to Sale Sharks and Sale...
Lost, yeah.
Only by a few points.
Yeah. I think Zebra are going to lose by more than Sale did. Awful injury for Will, is it?
Will Fraser.
Do you see that? I really feel for him. Every time he's near, he comes back, he gets injured again.
Mm. It's not nice. He's going to be out for some time. So, Will, if you're letting a bit of time pass, mate, or putting us on while you're sat, I don't know, crying.
Rehabbing.
Rehabbing.
Yeah.
Counting Jack Berger's tackles and making tea for him.
We wish you a speedy recovery, mate. That's a shocker.
Yeah, it's
We're all going Saracens. We're all going with the same ones so far. I wonder if it's going to be different on the next few.
All of the last three fixtures are pretty close. Racing Metro against Harlequins.
It's in Paris.
At Racing Metro.
Oh, at Racing.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I still don't think that they're that strong. Scarlets took Racing Metro all the way.
Yeah, 26-0, was it?
Yeah, and I think we discussed this before. Racing Metro, we've got a good core, but then the other players, not so much.
Mm. Of course, Mike Phillips is going to be at Racing Metro now. I wonder how much of an impact that'll have. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, yes, big impact.
Done deal.
I'm going to be boring and go with the favourites. I think a home win.
Now, Racing with Sexton kicking sticks and controlling the game will edge it.
But how much harder is it picking Heineken Cup games than Premiership
games? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we going Racing Metro then?
Yep.
We're going the same.
No,
then.
I'm not. I'm going Harlequins.
You're going Quins. Wow. Yeah. Fair enough. Come on then, Phil.
Okay. Leicester, Montpellier.
This is a tasty match.
Yeah.
Bloody
both,
hell.
Again, both similarly placed in their respective tables.
Mid-table?
Just above mid-table. Yeah. Leicester have won 5 out of 9 and have been kind of decimated by injuries. I think 15 injuries to first-team players they've got at the moment.
Ah, now, did you hear the interview with Richard Cockerell? If you want to read between the lines, it's quite interesting. But he said, me and three coaches looked at each other and said, what are we going to do? And I just turned around and said, we've just got to coach the guys that we've got. That, to me, doesn't sound like a coach who's got a tremendous amount of faith in his squad.
He's down to, like, fourth-choice players in some positions, though, isn't he?
In the midfield. Crazy. If there's one man you'd go is going to go and take on a Leicester pack at Welford Road, it's Mamuka Gorgodza.
Uh-oh. After he sacked Leicester Town Centre, sure.
He's signed for Toulon next year as well, hasn't
he? Has he?
What an unbelievable team.
I read today...
Who are they getting rid of, though?
So their back row, just count them. John Smith, Fernandez Lobby, Chris Massoi, Jovan Niekerk, Stefan Armitage.
Crazy.
They've got Rocky Elsom there.
Have they?
Yeah, but he's not been playing because he's not been fit.
Now, at some point now, it's going to be like diminishing returns. They're going to have to start getting rid of these world-class players and send them somewhere else.
Well,
is he there to start? Is he there to back someone up? Is he a backup?
Or is it that Montpellier have been very good in the league they've been good all round for the past couple of years? A lot of their game is because of him, his destructive running and tackling.
Lee Halfpenny, James O'Connor, Dellon Armitage as your fullbacks.
Yeah.
It's nuts!
Is it just kind of what Chelsea have been accused of in the past, football-wise, of we will have everyone, so no one else can have them?
Mm. Their second team's going to be awesome.
do you know what? I'm going to go Montpellier. I think it's a big call, I don't know.
I am going to go with Montpellier.
I'm going to...
Who's the bookie's favourite, by the way?
Leicester, marginal. I'm going to have to go for Leicester. I'm going to go against you two.
Interesting.
It should be another great game.
Yeah, really good game.
2 days' time on Sunday. And the final game of the weekend, not as big a spectacle, but it's going to be another very close and very hard to call game because it's two teams who are closer to the bottom of their respective tables. Mm. It's Edinburgh against Gloucester.
Ooh. Draw. 3-3 draw.
Edinburgh
actually quite good.
Chalked up a good win against Connacht.
And also they started the season with a lot of promise, Edinburgh.
And was it last season or 2 seasons ago when they made the semi-final of the Heineken Cup?
Yeah, and Richie Gray pretended to be a good player. Do you remember that?
This is the battle of the terrible kits as well.
Oh, yes, it is.
This is Edinburgh's Macron against Gloucester's Cougar.
It's an awful Cougar.
Almost oil all over it.
It's a bad Cougar kit, and it's a terrible
They look so
Macron
bad
kit.
Playing Leicester this week kit-wise, with their horrible kind of panelled red shorts.
They play how they look at the minute, Gloucester.
Well, if they want a massive improvement, they want plain cherry and white hoops with the navy blue shorts. That's an all-time classic kit, that.
It is an all-time classic look. I like that.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
So, Gloucester, if you're listening, you will win if you change your kit. If you turn up with your same kit, you're going down, as far as I'm concerned. And of the favourites, presumably.
Is that home away?
It's in Edinburgh. Edinburgh are favourites, marginal.
Right, OK. I don't know. Gloucester?
I'm going to say Gloucester as well.
Ooh, interesting! And wildcard time. JB, you get to pick first, being in last place.
Again?
Where do you want your wildcard for double points?
Montpellier.
So you're going for the underdog wildcard.
That's
again.
Right.
Hasn't worked so far, but...
Not once, no.
I think I'm going to be really boring and go for Saracens against Zebre as my wildcard. Thank you very much.
A sensible choice. Of the games that's left, I think the best one is probably Toulon, but... They've already shown on the road that they're against Cardiff that they're not great. Yeah. So, I'm gonna have to go for Toulon.
Nice. Well, enjoy the weekend's rugby action. Phil, I think it's your turn to pick a tune to play us out to. We'll be back on Tuesday for every Tuesday morning release the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. This is a big one where we look back at the weekend that's just happened and have a little natter about rugby. So make sure you give us a listen. Go on, Phil, what do you want?
Have you still got anything by Andrew Sheridan?
Oh, wild card.
Basically, when you type in Andrew Sheridan into YouTube, you get Andrew Sheridan bench press and Andrew Sheridan song. Yeah, this is Andrew Sheridan.
Both are beautiful.
We'll see you all for the next episode of the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast.
Bye.
I gave you more than I had to give, but you don't like the way that we live. I sweated blood and I sweated tears to give us something that could last 4 years. All the hurtful things that you said still remain in my head, and I don't know where we go from here.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.